he was looking at nothing at all. He was just allowing a certain amount of time to go by. Once he had accomplished that, he turned to the corporal and gave him curt orders to bayonet 3 of the 4 prisoners, numbers 1, 7, and 9. 3 soldiers were chosen and took up their positions in front of the 3 Chinese. The soldiers looked paler than the men they were about to kill. The Chinese looked too tired to hope for anything. The corporal offered each of them a smoke, but they refused. He put his cigarettes back into his shirt pocket. Taking the vet with him, the lieutenant went to stand some distance from the other soldiers. "You better watch this," he said. "This is another way to die." The vet nodded. "The lieutenant is not saying this to me," he thought. "He's saying it to himself." In a gentle voice, the lieutenant explained, "Shooting them would be the simplest and most efficient way to kill them. But we have orders not to waste a single bullet, and certainly not to waste bullets killing Chinese. We're supposed to save our ammunition for the Russians. We'll just bayonet them, I suppose, but that's not as easy as it sounds. By the way, doctor, did they teach you how to use a bayonet in the army?" The doctor explains that as a cavalry vet, he had not been trained to use a bayonet. "Well, the proper way to kill a man with a bayonet is this. First, you thrust it in under the ribs. Here." The lieutenant pointed to his own torso just above the stomach. "Then you drag the point in a big, deep circle inside him to scramble the organs. Then you thrust upward to puncture the heart. You can't just stick it in and expect him to die. We soldiers have this drummed into us. Hand-to-hand combat using bayonets ranks right up there along with night assaults as the pride of the Imperial Army, mainly because it's a lot cheaper than tanks and planes and cannons. Of course, you can train all you want, but when all's said and done, what you're stabbing is a straw doll, not a live human being. It doesn't bleed or scream or spill its guts on the ground. These soldiers have never actually killed a human being that way. And neither have I." The lieutenant looked at the corporal and gave him a nod. The corporal barked his order to the 3 soldiers, who snapped to attention. Then they took a half step back and thrust out their bayonets, each man aiming his blade at his prisoner. One of the prisoners, number 7, growled something in Chinese that sounded like a curse and gave a defiant spit, which never reached the ground but dribbled down the front of his baseball uniform. At the sound of the next order, the 3 soldiers thrust their bayonets into the Chinese men with tremendous force. Then, as the lieutenant had said, they twisted the blade so as to rip the men's internal organs and thrust the tips upward. The cries of the Chinese men were not very loud, more like deep sobs than screams, as if they were heaving out the breath left in their bodies all at once through a single opening. The soldiers pulled out their bayonets and stepped back. The corporal barked his order again, and the men repeated the procedure exactly as before, stabbing, twisting, thrusting upward, withdrawing. The vet watched in numbed silence, overtaken by the sense that he was beginning to split in two. He became simultaneously the stabber and the stabbed. He could feel both the impact of the bayonet as it entered his victim's body and the pain of having his internal organs slashed to bits. It took much longer than he would have imagined for the Chinese men to die. Their sliced-up bodies poured prodigious amounts of blood onto the ground. But even with their organs shredded, they went on twitching for quite some time. The corporal used his own bayonet to cut the ropes that bound the men to the trees, and then he ordered the soldiers who had not participated in the killing to help drag the fallen bodies to the hole and throw them in. These corpses also made a dull thud on impact, but the doctor couldn't help feeling that the sound was different from that made by the earlier corpses, probably because they were not quite dead yet. Now only the young Chinese prisoner with the number 4 on his shirt was left. The 3 pale-faced soldiers tore broad leaves from plants at their feet and proceeded to wipe their bloody bayonets. Not only blood, but strange colored body fluids and chunks of flesh adhered to the blades. The men had to use many leaves to return.